If there's one thing I know, it's that allergy-friendly food is expensive. I mean, if you're looking at the difference between a box of crackers or cookies, let's say, and then the cost of an allergy-friendly dupe, it is not unrealistic to see that it will be double the price, if not more. So how can we lower our costs at the grocery store as food allergy moms and parents? I'm sharing 10 ways in this episode. Hey, food allergy mama. If you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. So let's just say that I do get it. I mean, making and ensuring allergy-safe food is up to standard and is as safe as it says, and the labels and using quality ingredients does take extra time and effort, and it costs more, but it just doesn't seem fair sometimes. And I know that everyone could use a little more cash in their pockets these days, right? So let's get into how we can save some money. And I want to point out that saving money on groceries can be done in three ways. That is by, yes, saving money on the actual food, but you can also cut costs by making those groceries last longer and by cutting your waste. So here are a few ways to do that. The first way is to clean and store produce correctly as soon as you get home. For a long time, the first thing I did after coming home from the store was to clean all my produce in a mixture of vinegar and water. And then I would let it dry really well before putting it away into airtight containers and bags. And I have to be honest, because I have gotten away from this recently, but I do notice that my produce is not staying as long as it did when I was in this habit. So I had expensive strawberries and blueberries last like 2 weeks using this. I also find this saves essential time during the week because I don't have to clean veggies and fruits every time my kids need a snack or I need to cook dinner. And think of this, if you're a working mom coming home or working dad and you want to get dinner on the table fast, if all those veggies and fruits are already cleaned for you, it saves so much time. The second way to save money on groceries is to make freezer meals. So I always say the freezer is a food allergy mama's friend, and I mean it. The best and easiest way to stretch your groceries is by using your freezer, because what you're doing when you use the freezer is stopping food from continuing its natural process of decline, and you're extending the life of that food by months. And you can think outside the box here when it comes to creating these freezer meals, because it might mean that you just chop and pre-marinate your favorite meat and freeze it so that it's ready to cook. Or you can make a freezer packet meal that you pop in the slow cooker on any given day. Or maybe you pre-cook a whole meal, so all you have to do is defrost it when you're ready. This is my favorite way to do it. These are all different forms of freezer meals, and they give you more time with little effort and keep you from wasting groceries. If you're interested in creating more bulk freezer meals, definitely check out my recipe ebook and training bundle. It's called 90 Minute Variety Booster. I don't think I've actually mentioned 90 Minute Variety Booster on the podcast yet, but this is a recipe ebook that has a whole month of allergy-friendly meals and meal plans, but it also has a whole week of cook once, eat twice freezer meals, as well as simple and quick substitutions for milk and eggs that you can buy at the regular grocery store. All the recipes in this recipe ebook have been tested and approved by over 50 food allergy families like yours, so make sure to check it out. I'm going to post a special sale link in the show notes because I know that you're all looking for a deal. It is affordable and on sale using this link. And you will love the allergy-friendly cook once, eat twice meals, because you're going to cook the meal, you're going to eat it that night, and then you're going to freeze half of it so that you can take a break from cooking on another night. Okay, tip number three is to freeze produce that is becoming overripe. Did you know that you can freeze almost anything? I know it's surprising, but it's true. I've frozen everything from pre-cooked rice or quinoa to almost any produce and eggs or even aquafaba, and I've even frozen wine. And I've read that dairy doesn't freeze very well, but I have luck freezing shredded cheese, and I'm sure that vegan cheese would freeze well too. All you have to do if you find your produce is getting a little limp or brown, but you don't have a recipe for it yet, is to chop it, portion it, and freeze it. And when you're freezing, make sure to avoid moisture and air. You want airtight containers or bags, and you want to spread things out on a pan and freeze it flat before adding it to the bag so the produce doesn't freeze into a big lump. Tip number four is to use ripe produce in soups or stews. Another great way to use produce that's becoming past its prime is to puree it into a soup or a stew. One of the things that I do is make a kitchen sink version of bolognese sauce, where I puree whatever veggies are getting a bit limp in my produce drawer and add them to my bolognese sauce. And guess what? I have used broccoli, carrots, asparagus. You don't even know it's there. This kitchen sink puree actually adds a nice texture to the bolognese and makes the fuller flavor than just a pure tomato sauce. Just be aware that the puree may change the color of the final product, so I usually add an extra can of tomato sauce or two to the bolognese to ensure a nice red sauce. Tip number five is to add lentils or beans in addition to or instead of meat. If your family can eat lentils and beans and your allergies don't restrict it, then you need to try this in your next ground meat meal. It will work with any meal that calls for ground meat. Just exchange half of the ground meat with cooked lentils or beans, and you and your kids will hardly notice, and you're going to save so much money because lentils and beans are basically pennies compared to meat. Extra note here, if your kiddo has a peanut allergy and you're worried about whether they can eat lentils, peas, and beans, make sure to check with your allergist immunologist. Not every person with a peanut allergy is automatically allergic to lentils, beans, and peas. In our family, we actually ended up avoiding them unnecessarily for years until I finally asked our allergist, who was able to tell me right away that they were safe for my daughter, and I was kicking myself after the fact. So definitely check with them and see if this will work for you. Tip number six is to use your leftovers. This is one of the best ways to stretch your groceries, but if you hate leftovers, hear me out. You don't have to eat them immediately the next day. Just grab some freezer containers and package them up. If you have enough for a full meal, you can put it into a large glass full-size meal container, but if you don't, just package whatever you have into individual airtight containers and pull them out when you or your kids need a quick lunch. This is a super quick and easy win. Tip number seven is to mix quinoa with rice. One of my favorite ways to add nutrition to white rice is to mix it half and half with quinoa. By doing this, you're adding a little more protein and fiber to the mix, which means you can decrease the amount of expensive meat in the recipe. Because quinoa is inexpensive, shelf-stable, and higher in protein and fiber than rice, it's a great way to stretch your groceries. You could even try replacing rice with quinoa in soups and stews and use less meat. And tip number eight is to freeze or use portions of allergy-friendly foods for another day. So before throwing anything out, I always think about how it can be reinvented or reused. So for example, if you have leftover roasted chicken, but you're out of the sides you originally served with it, try keeping that chicken for sandwiches or chicken tacos or soup. If there's extra taco meat but no corn tortillas, I keep the meat for nachos or replace it for regular ground beef in a stew recipe. Or maybe you have, let's say, some roasted potatoes but no chicken. You can use those potatoes as breakfast by tossing them in a frying pan with a little bacon to make a breakfast hash. What I love about this tip is that there are so many ways to be creative and add life to parts of meals that are left over, even if you don't have all the parts. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of creativity. Tip number 9 for saving money on groceries is to meal plan. Let's face it, relying on allergy-friendly foods can make it seem like you're stuck making the same things day after day, and it can feel stressful and limiting. But by making a meal plan every week, you not only eliminate the stress of wondering what's for dinner constantly, but you also eliminate overbuying so you avoid a crisper full of soggy lettuce or rotting produce. I have to tell you, meal planning is easier than you think, and there are so many ways to reuse your meal plans so you save precious time every week. But maybe you're not sure if meal planning is for you. If not, check out my 90-minute variety booster, where there are 4 weeks of done-for-you, allergy-friendly meal plans, and they give you not only those plans and recipes and grocery lists, but you're going to get my best meal planning methods to add variety and get you out of a food rut. The recipe ebook and training bundle is super affordable, and it's going to teach you how to start meal planning so you can eliminate the stress and save money at dinner time. And as I mentioned, the link I'm going to post in the show notes is going to be 44% off the regular price just for listening to the podcast. My last tip, tip number 10 for saving money at the grocery store, is to make it yourself. So if you're buying the pre-made allergy-friendly foods and meals, you're going to be paying extra for the labor. And there are simple ways that can help you to prep your meals so you don't have to buy those pre-made items. And it's easier than you think. Pro tip, always check frozen produce. Often it's less expensive to buy it frozen than it is to buy it pre-cut and fresh, and it's already washed and cut for you. This is one of my favorite shortcuts for making dinner. I hope that these 10 easy ways to stretch your allergy-friendly food dollar is going to help you save money at the grocery store and also save you time. So I'm so curious what you're going to use first. If you want to learn more quick and easy ways to prep allergy-friendly foods, definitely check out 90-Minute Variety Booster Recipe Ebook and Training Bundle. As I mentioned, it's 44% off in the link below, and you're going to learn quick ways to prep allergy-friendly foods and slash your grocery bill and up-level your flavor and variety. Make sure you check it out before you leave this podcast. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.